trying to send messages. Rationale. We wanted to have something like this, but thinking about it more, if this is the form it takes, it will remove a bit of the special link Cyber and Yuki are going to have, maybe. Yuki's ability to feel Cyber's pain isn't related to them having been combined with their terminals, and with this ability, it makes it too similar to that. It also removes any potential problems that might arise from a distance-based communication gap between the three. This may never come up, but we don't want to open the door for such a large plot hole. Getting around it would require further contrivance like a Shay blackout or something of that effect. And while that might be interesting for various reasons, it would come with a host of other issues. Cyber laughed. Yeah, you do have pancakes on the brain. Lol, let go and pat Yuki on her lack of breast. You got the message? Yeah, flat as justice right. Cyber still giggling at Learfriend's choice for what to send. Okay, you try to send something to me that way. Okay, Cyber put Lyre hands back on Yuki's and sent Lyre own message, using an image rather than text. Oh yeah, I deserve that. Yuki's response. Well, Lyre said expectantly. Mega milk. And Yuki with false annoyance. I'm not sure how useful this is really, since we have to be touching, Yuki added. Well, we don't know if that's true. You were able to feel my pain without touching me. So maybe this is why that happened. Cyber speculating. Okay, then. Yuki getting up and pulling her robe over her naked body. Let's see if I can send you a message from over here, she continued. All right. Cyber sitting expectantly. Yuki tried to do the same thing as before. I'm not sure if it's working, she said after some seconds. You already sent it, Cyber not having received any message. Yeah, you didn't get it right. It doesn't feel the same way as it did when we were touching. She kept focusing on sending the message and tried to reach out to Cyber this time through the chat. Oh, wait. I think I am getting it. Let's all love Lane. It did feel different. Kind of slower and washing through my body rather than just being there all at once. It works then. I had to feel for you through the Shaw in a way, I think. Let me try too. Yuki nodded, feeling for the message that Cyber was attempting to send to her. Cyber had no trouble sending the message through the Shaw to Yuki. Homura did nothing wrong. It's not untrue, Yuki said after getting the message, then came back over to the futon, taking the robe back off and resting in Cyber's lap. Back crest against Learfront. Cyber wrapped Lyre arms around Yuki. I guess we really don't need words to communicate anymore, Yuki said, communicating more than just the words, but the strong feelings of happiness and peace along with them. I've heard that old couples in our old world would learn to communicate whole conversations with a glance. But that doesn't have anything on this. Agreement and understanding along with the lexical information. We probably need to tell Yolo about all this stuff sooner rather than later. But he's probably asleep at this time, though. Yeah, I wonder if we can still connect to him anyway, through the Shay. Cyber's curiosity felt infectious. Well, I guess we can try anyway. It doesn't work.